Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So guys, I'm outside. I'm on a beach right now. And I just got graced by a seal. And I just thought it was the coolest scene. I don't know why I felt the need to share that, but I did. And, you know, to God be all the glory. I'm always intrigued by whatever God sends my way. I do take everything as a literal sign. Not everything, but the things that are just out of the ordinary, you know, the things that just show up on your journey and your path, and you're like, huh, I wonder what this means. So with this seal showing up, I did some research on it a while ago because it's not my first encounter with the seal, but I know it has a lot to do with the imagination, and I want to take this time to just manifest some really good things this season. We're all in a new season, you know, we're literally moving from summer into fall, and there's a lot of negative connotations that come with the fall season. But instead of dwelling on the negative things, let's take this time to dwell on the positive things, you know. And starting forth, I just want to bless your fall season. By God's divine grace and mercy, I pray that your fall season is divinely blessed and full of miracles and blessings and, you know, challenges that help you progress and grow in the Lord. So with that being said, I hope and pray that this season, and specifically the month of September, is divinely aligned to everyone's journey. I feel like if we are all walking in alignment with the Lord, things will happen as they're supposed to happen. Of course, that's what alignment is, you know, walking on that path that God has laid before you, you know, and that's a good path. No weapon formed against you shall prosper path, you know what I'm saying? That is a path of victory, a path of light, a path of love, and a path of harmony and balance. Because you know that whatever you're going through is clearly designed to help you and better you and push you forward and actually bring you closer to the Lord, you know? I feel, or at least for me, my own personal journey, that is my goal, is to get closer to the Lord, to know the Lord on deeper levels, deeper understandings of the Lord. I love me some God, and God has revealed himself to me in various ways in my journey and in my life, and I'm blessed to be where I'm at right now, you know? Oh man, guys, I almost gave up a long time ago, and I'm blessed to exist now in this moment in time. I was always curious why I was here. You know, I feel like that's one of our being a human. That's like one of our biggest sayings is, why am I here? Why do I exist? What is the meaning of life? Yada, yada, yada. You know, these really deep, big, important questions, because they are important. You know, to know your purpose, to know your plan, your path on how you get back to God. And God revealed to me a couple years back that my mission is to spread love. It is to ignite the love within many people, because I am love. I am pure love in motion and form, the embodiment of love. And although love experiences troubles and turbulence and tribulations and ups and downs, it remains to be love. Because love sees through all those things to know that at the end of the dark tunnels, at the ends of the caves and what may be, that love will persist. Because love is God, and God is love. And that's actually scripture. And I've been saying that a lot on this podcast because it is a truth that God has revealed to me. I can't do anything on this earth but to spread the energy that I am. And that's why I even started my podcast. Even though it wasn't intentional to spread love, it was more, hey, I have to express myself. And I realized that expressing myself is me expressing love, because that's what motivates me. That is literally what drives me to continue on this journey. This journey can be so hard and so dark at times, especially when we get lost in our minds. And when I say lost in your mind, I mean lost in what you create for yourself, you know? I feel it's important to acknowledge what you have created for yourself in order to get out of that mud or that situation. Because a lot of our experiences are those subconscious manifestations that we experience. And God brings those things up to show us what we need to clean up within ourselves. Or I won't say change, because I know it's God that works that change and the do and the will of his good pleasure within us. And so whatever God brings up to our awareness and to our conscious attention, it is there for us to see it and know, hey, God is going to fix this. There's not too much I have to do but put it in the hands of the Lord and trust that He's going to fix this thing within me. And of course, actively try. You know, we got to put in effort on our behalf too. But knowing that God is that final step, and He will be the one to bring us over those bridges and bring us over those paths and those rivers and those lakes and the things that we have created for ourselves. And I just feel this beauty of the Lord. I'm on this beach and I see these waves, this water. I know you guys can hear it. And it's a reminder of God's calming energy and how He loves us deeply, you know? I have this analogy. I'm sure you guys have heard it. I mean, if you haven't, then I'm happy to introduce it to you. But it's a concept or a way to view God. Because God is so infinite, you know? You can't describe Him by any means. Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh. Like, God is so infinite. And so when I see this body of water, it's so infinite. It's just beauty. It's deep. There's so much within it, so much to it. But yet, it comes to me, and I see this water, and I'm like, we are all aspects, drops of this water, buckets of this water, you know, cups of this water. But it's so deep. It is so deep, and there's so much life to it. And water is literally life. It is literally life. So when we know this, we know that God is life, God is love. It's clear to say God is literally everything. Everything. Not only is He everything, but He created everything. We have to give the glory to the one who manifested all this beauty around us, because can you really say you did it? Can you really say that? Like, I'm like flabbergasted. Is that word? I'm flabbergasted by a lot of God's creation. And I don't mean it in a way of I'm praising the creation. I'm just like, wow, God, this is incredible. This soul is just beautiful. And to know that You put some of that creativity within me, You put some of that light and that love within me so I can experience and do the same thing. You know, obviously not to the extent as Who, but to an extent here on this planet, to spread that love and that beauty, that's powerful and it's meaningful. And that's what gives my life meaning, because I know that I'm here to spread the love that God gave me, that He created me out of. And sometimes I don't get it right. Sometimes I do, you know, sometimes I make mistakes. Sometimes I fall short of God's glory every day of my life, but I try. And not only that, I do. I'm a being, and I'm constantly being the love that God created me to be. Wow, I see these birds, they're flying all around me right now. It's really dope. And it's just a beautiful feeling and experience to experience that. And knowing that as creators or co-creators, we do have some power, you know, the power that God has given us to create better circumstances and situations for ourselves. And this is why I wanted to bless the season that we're in. And that way we can create better things and situations for ourselves, you know? So I pray again that this is a season of life, love, abundance, joy. And remember, God can change your story. If you're dealing with a story of lack or depression or illness or sickness or disease, understand God can change that story. He can literally shift your story like a perspective, so fast, like a switch, that you won't even realize or dwell on those old things, because God has created something new. And it takes a moment of breathing and realizing that God got it, that God is in control. And all you have to do is speak what you want to see into existence. Think on the good things. Think on the beauty of the Lord. Say, I am blessed. Say, I am expecting to be blessed. I am expecting miracles. I'm expecting life. I'm expecting abundance. I'm expecting joy. I'm expecting peace. I'm expecting balance. I am expecting harmony. And then intend those things. I intend to be harmonious. I intend to be abundant. I intend to be loved. I intend to be blessed. When you put your intention behind what you are creating or speaking, then that's when life begins to flow like this water. And it's just a beautiful moment of just life, because then you are being the life that God created you to be. You are simply you, and no one else can be you. And this is the importance of our existence here on this planet, is because God has a very specific part for you. What you think of, what your mind comes up with, is what God has brought to you. You know, and I'm not talking about our thoughts, because we are the ones that are aware or notice our thoughts. But the things deeper than that, knowing that the things that are troubling your heart, God lays on your heart different things. Sometimes God really have me out here praying for the weather, praying for the environment. I love nature. And so he lays that on my heart sometimes. And so I choose to use my creative energy and power towards Mother Nature to just aid Mother Nature as much as I can by speaking life to the plants, by speaking life to the water and the trees and anything. If I see something that is dying, I begin to speak life towards it and bless it and just ask it to live, because I know that that's what the angels is doing to me. Anytime I'm dying or withering away or feeling crazy, I know that God's angels and his love is covering me and speaking life into me. And so I try to do the same. And that's my way of spreading love, not only, of course, to nature, but I do this to people as well, blessing those that I come across. And anything that I become aware of, I take it as an opportunity to bless what God has shown me, because everybody can use some blessings. Let's just be real. Who don't want to be blessed right now? So just remember that. Remember to create those blessings, you know. Plant the right seeds. And seeds are just the good things of the Lord, thoughts of life and beauty and what you want to see. I actually did a podcast, a Nature's Talk podcast, a while back. And this was like, I guess, it's still an active manifestation. But in that podcast, I talked about this flower that I really wanted to see. It was a ladies' glove, I think that's what it's called, or a ladies' glove. And it was just this beautiful flower that I had seen last year. I literally, like that same podcast, I literally spoke that into existence. They started popping up all over the place. I kid you not. And I was just like, God, whoa. Like, this is incredible. This is beautiful. I want to see those. I intended to see them. And God blessed me to see them. And at the end of the day, it is God that does all these things. So he deserves the glory, the honor, and the praise. Just know that God wants to bless you. And he wants you to understand that you deserve to be blessed. I know as Christians, we have this tendency to really shame ourselves. And you know, there's nothing wrong with repentance, especially when you have sincerely done something against the Lord. You should always repent, should always ask for forgiveness, because if you're not intending to go against the laws and the will of God, you know, you should come into correction. And you have a mind to do that, especially if something is weighing on your heart or you feel guilty about something. Always repent, of course, which I repent all the time. And just to show the Lord, I don't have to show God nothing, he knows my heart, but just if there's something that comes to my mind to repent about, I try to do that, because I don't want to stay in my flesh, if you know what I mean. But it's all just designed to bring us closer to the Lord again, and God loves us. And I brought that all up to say that, again, as Christians, sometimes we can overly shame ourselves and tell ourselves that we aren't deserving and worthy of the blessings of the Lord. And sometimes God really wants to bless us, but it's us that won't even allow him to bless us, because we are blocking ourselves with all of these crazy ideas of shame and guilt and just negativity. And so this is why, you know, clean your slate, allow God to clean your slate. And then speak what you want to see. If you want to be blessed, say that, you know, and God will really work on you. You got to give God something to work with sometimes. And that's what I love to do. Or I guess not love to do, but I like to do it, because it's just another means of God manifesting. And when he does this to me, I can share it and inspire you guys to do the same thing. And I really mean that, because it's just more love and more life that can be brought here. And in the near future, I'm expecting to see the blessings of the Lord manifested in everyone around me. I'm expecting to see that. I want to see the love of God overflowing through the people around me, overflowing through the children, overflowing through the leaders and just everyone, because at the end of the day, God is good. Ooh, Lord, tell me why I see an eagle in a plane right now. So with that plane coming in here to kind of mess up the podcast, I don't know how it's going to sound in the background. We're going to go ahead and end it here. I love you guys. I bless your season. I pray that this is a very blessed and abundant season for you, that you're able to be brought closer to the Lord and understanding and just a new perspective on the Lord, because going on them deeper levels is important. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you, and God bless you.